Sports Bash Saturday with Matt Hammond on 97.3 ESPN FM.
And a good afternoon, a happy Saturday to you here from the ESPN studios. It's the Sports Bash Saturday. Matt Hammond, 97.3 ESPN FM, taking you until 2 o'clock. We are totally stuffed to the gills. 1:30, wise up, pointing out for you where the wise guys got it wrong. Getting you set for Eagles-Bucks, 1 o'clock. It's been confirmed. Despite the MRSA, the staphylococcus, the game will go on as planned. And we opened the show, we talked about it, we kicked it around. The Eagles right now, not really a quarterback controversy. Not really a quarterback controversy in the conventional sense. Kind of funny how much everybody likes a quarterback controversy, despite what it usually means, intimates about the state of your football team. Eagles don't really have a quarterback controversy right now. Whoever performs on a week-to-week basis, that's just going to be the guy. And the coach, the players, the entire program, everybody's embraced this notion of two starters. Said it in training camp. Two starters on the depth chart. Two number ones. It's been a mantra that's been accepted by the team. LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson said it at the podium press conference last Sunday after the win against the Giants. Chip Kelly said it. He's going to stick to it. It's really not a quarterback controversy in the conventional sense for a number of reasons. One, kind of where you are at, kind of where you're at in the season, it would be nice to make a playoff push, get into a wild card, maybe win one. It would be nice on a number of different levels. Instill some confidence in Chip Kelly, the program he's running. Give some of your veterans, your core, a taste of winning. Kind of like the Oklahoma City Thunder. They kind of had to taste it a few times. Great talent, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Serge Ibaka, but young, raw, not a whole lot of playoff experience. Kind of need to taste it, kind of need to get burned by it. But where you're at in the season right now, you're just kind of on a week-to-week basis. You're still kind of really trying to figure out what this thing is. What's the ultimate goal here? I mean, the one thing that you didn't want in the Chip Kelly era is you didn't want to flame out. You didn't want to bottom out. You didn't want them to open you didn't want them to open 0-5 out of the gate. 1-3, not that bad, because you still saw it, if only for 30 minutes against Washington. Now you're chasing a ghost. So you've got that out of the way. We know it can be done if it's executed right, if the stars align. We know it can be done. So we don't have to worry about Chip Kelly bottoming, flaming out after only 1 year as a coach. Don't have to worry about that. But now you're kind of stuck in that limbo. You're on a week-to-week basis. Are we making a push for the playoffs? Trying to rebuild for next year? Trying to win in the postseason? Are we trying to evaluate so that we can build? It's kind of where you're at right now. And Chip Kelly, credit to him, he's not the guy to make decisions. He's not the guy to make decisions, not when he doesn't have to. Sometimes in sports and in life, you just got to let it come to you. And credit Chip Kelly, he's done it. In the preseason, wasn't really much of a decision. Mike Vick was the guy. Nick Foles didn't play poorly, but he missed on some bad throws, pick in the end zone in the preseason opener. Can't be having that. Can't be having that. Mike Vick, good but not great, but at least he wasn't turning the ball over. Wasn't much of a decision. Really wasn't. It just kind of was. He just let it be. Right here, Nick Foles comes in and he plays well. Depending on how well he plays, win or lose, he's going to be the guy. Whoever gives you the best shot to win against Dallas, he's going to be the guy who plays. That's the way that Chip Kelly's running his program. And I'll say this, a lot of times, smart is so overrated. Smart's great. Smart usually wins. But a lot of times, smart gets you in trouble because you try to do too smart. And a lot of times, gamblers talk about this all the time. When you're playing cards, when you're playing blackjack, when you try to go too smart, you start losing a little bit. You lose hands that you wouldn't if you just played conservative, if you just didn't allow yourself to get burned by stupid. Find the middle ground is the ultimate point. You don't necessarily need to be smart. You just can't be stupid. And when you start overthinking who we're going to play at quarterback, projecting, looking forward, letting your evaluation, your scouting, just kind of see how it all comes together on the field. That's kind of where we're at this point in the season. It's not the worst place to be. It's really not. Again, the Eagles don't have a classic quarterback controversy. Locker room split. Divided. Toxic. Schism, quote-unquote. Conjuring memories of the Vikings a couple of years ago when Brett Favre was there. They don't really have that. Right now, we're still kind of just trying to figure out what the season is, and you're kind of just going with the hot hand. And credit Chip Kelly. Everybody said he was going to come in and he was going to try to outsmart the room. He was going to try to outthink everybody. He thought he was too smart for the NFL. You know what Chip Kelly isn't doing? He's not burning himself with stupid. Smart, at the end of the day, it either gets figured out or picked up. People either know what you're doing and they know how to stop it, or they emulate it and you lose your competitive advantage. Chip Kelly right now, give him credit. He's not doing anything stupid. Maybe not genius. He's not Boy Wonder. He's not Theo Epstein. He's not revolutionizing the game. He's not doing anything to put you so far down and out, whatever your goal is this season, to win the playoffs, gauge talent, rebuild for next year. And give him credit for this. We're only 5 weeks into the season, not even at the third, at the 33% mark of the season, the third milepost of the season. Think about what Chip Kelly's already been through. Talked about Charlie College. He needs to learn on the job. Understand the NFL way. He's already had not one but two quarterback controversies. He's had to make significant personnel hires. Do I bring Mike Vick back or not? He's already had a top pick in the draft. Did it well, Lane Johnson. He struggled early. A raw talent, though, that you can develop. Riley Cooper. The type of stuff that becomes a tarnish on your resume forever, especially if you bail and go back to the college ranks. He weathered that storm. Chip Kelly has been through so much in year one, and everybody wants to talk about, oh, he's Charlie College. He needs to learn on the job, thinks he's better, smarter than everyone else, going to revolutionize the game. Chip Kelly's been through a lot. If year one was going to be on-the-job training, tell you what, it wasn't a cupcake class. It wasn't visual and performing arts at college. Scott, you at Penn State. What was your cupcake class?
No cupcake classes at Penn State.
Stop.
No.
There's always, at every school, there's one class.
Tradition of excellence, my friend.
Yeah, okay. Tradition of Penn. Never mind. Anyway, Chip Kelly's been through a lot here in year one. You really, not a single class. Visual and performing arts was ours. You made like macaroni paintings.
That's a college course?
TCNJ, Newsweek, 3 years in a row, the top public institution in the Northeast. Get some.
Very nice.
It was. It's cheap, too.
Let me think about that. Maybe I'll get back to you later in the show.
But this hasn't been that. Not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. Everybody wants to call him Charlie College. It's not what this has been. Credit Chip Kelly, who's endured more. Maybe some coaches see in their entire careers. I mean, there have been a lot of guys. Everybody, listen, life is messy. Stuff happens. There have been a lot of guys who've kind of just, you know, sort of averted the disaster, so to speak. I'll tell you what, life, fate, Murphy's Law. I've thrown the kitchen sink at Kelly in year one. I'll tell you that for right now. Go look at Greg Schiano. Save for the MRSA thing, most of the problems that he's had down in Tampa, he's brought on himself. He was the one who wanted a challenge on victory formations, send his defensive line crashing into his opponents. Mind you, in a game, if an opponent's lining up in victory formation, you've likely lost. Ah, but it's grit. It's Kirk Gibson, the Diamondbacks, grit. We love it. It also got old. Both things we talked about here on this segment. Don't be stupid. You don't need to be smart, but you can't be stupid. And not bringing problems on yourself. I mean, Greg Schiano, he started the issue with Josh Freeman. He decided Josh Freeman wasn't the guy. May or may not have rigged the captaincy vote. Made it uncomfortable for Josh Freeman to be around. May have leaked information about a drug rehabilitation program that Josh Freeman had been entered into. It was supposed to be confidential. You can call Chip Kelly Charlie College all you want. You can call him Charlie College all you want. You can say that he doesn't understand when to punt, kick a field goal, go for it on fourth down, that he's got rabbit ears listening to the media and fans too much. I'll tell you one thing. He's endured a lot here in year one. Matt Hammond, Scott, Ewing, and you, a Sports Bash Saturday, 97.3 ESPN-FM. Coming up next, the problem nobody wants to admit in sports, and both the Phillies and the Flyers have it. Next, 97.3 ESPN-FM.